Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Aditi is in Cleveland. Hello, Aditi.
Hello, Ken.
What's it like?
Good morning, Anthony.
Oh, say hi.
Good morning. I tried to Wally Pip you last week.
Did you really?
I did. I caught a little morning jog in over by the West Side Market, fully anticipating you would be there to do your hit. I saw your photographers, and I said, "Where's Aditi?" And they go, "Well, we can't really tell you." But then they buckled and told me anyway. And then I said, "I can be home and back in 20 minutes showered with a suit on." And they said, "No,
they didn't
good.
Go for it."
Really? They didn't want you?
They didn't want
surprised.
Me.
I'm very, very, very surprised.
Oh, there's a personal shot. I like that. Career shots there. All right. Aditi, what's it like to give birth?
This one was definitely hairier than the first one. And the first one was kind of crazy, too.
Yeah?
So, well, I mean, it was sort of ridiculous. I mean, you know, this is, I was in, it's just random lark. So the story is, I'm in my hotel room Friday night, waiting to do these live shots that Anthony apparently really wanted to do.
He's probably hanging
Saturday
out outside
morning.
The hotel room.
It's about 11 p.m.
Yeah, he's definitely hanging out outside the hotel room.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, seriously, right? Just waiting like a sniper. How can I knock her out? Anyway, I was supposed to be done at the West Side Cafe. West Side Cafe at about 11:30. And you guys know I like pitched it last week on air and said, "Hey, everybody come and meet me." So I was going to be done at 11:30 in the morning. And so at the last minute, I said to my husband, "Why don't you and Nico come with me and we'll hang out all day Saturday in Cleveland?" And, you know, this baby is coming in apparently 2 months and there'll be a fun family day. And it's another day to sort of have Nico be, you know, have his parents' full attention, whatever. So they get in the car with me. It's 11 o'clock. I'm in the hotel room. And Matt's watching some stupid, dumb documentary on TV. And I'm like, "Can you go sleep on the couch? Because I need to go to bed. Like, get out of the bed." So Matt gets out of the bed. I lay down. And it is one of those, oh, no moments. Because I feel my water start leaking. And then I'm hoping that that's not actually what it is. Then there's a little more. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I call my doctor in Pittsburgh.
Tell me more.
And she says, "Well, if you have that baby in Cleveland, then that baby is in Cleveland. So maybe you should try to drive to Pittsburgh." And I said to her, "My son came in 3 hours. If I get in the car right now, don't you think I could maybe have this baby on the Pennsylvania Turnpike?" And she's like, "Yeah, but do you want your baby born in Cleveland?"
That's what the lady said.
Oh, come on.
That's what the lady said to you?
But she wasn't saying it as a knock on Cleveland. She was saying it as her baby is now 7 weeks early. There's no way that that baby is going home. You will be stuck in Cleveland, which she was right. But I was also right, because if I had actually tried to get in the car, this baby would have been born on the side of the road of the Ohio Turnpike. And Matt would have had to deliver the baby. And there's actually probably my 4-year-old would have delivered the baby before my husband did, considering how squeamish my husband is. So anyway, we rushed to the Cleveland clinic, and less than an hour after we got to the hospital, this little girl was out. And so here we are. And everybody at the Cleveland Clinic has been amazing to us. And this little girl is a fighter. And from what Jason McCourty texted me last night, who he used to be here, he has daughters himself. He said that if she is doing things on her own terms, stressing me out and complicated, then that is what raising a daughter is like. So, okay, I guess that fits the bill.
Well,
and
congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. And now you have a
Let me just make one really quick shout out to the Cleveland Browns, by the way. So we got into town Friday night. We were supposed to leave on Sunday. Nobody has clean clothes right now. We've been living, you know, Matt and Nico have been in a hotel room. I've been in the hospital. We have no clean clothes. And yesterday, the Cleveland Browns couriered over some clothing for me and for my husband. And my lifelong Steelers fan husband, who is a Steelers season ticket holder, tried to hold up his nose. And I said, "Put on the clean underwear, please." And so he drove home. The last time he held his baby before driving home to Pittsburgh, it was in Cleveland Browns regalia. Mm-hmm. And when I called in this morning to see him, FaceTime, he was still wearing that Cleveland Browns shirt.
All right. Were those the 2019-2020 championship gear from the Browns they gave you?
Okay. All right.
Those are perhaps in South America somewhere, right?
Does it bother him that he has a child that birth certificate will say Cleveland, Ohio?
I think he's got much bigger fish to fry.
Oh, I don't believe that whatsoever.
I feel like it's good. At least, like, there's some variety in my family now. My birth certificate's in New York City.
Well,
so,
I mean, you like the Browns until they won't let you into the stadium because they think you were the one who threw the beer at Logan Ryan. All right, Aditi Kangabwala.
I definitely did not. You know, I feel like I would have brought a different level of luck. I'll just tell you that.
A different level of class. It would have been a martini at Logan Ryan. All right, Aditi, I got to ask you a couple of football questions. Do you think the Browns are in trouble?
No, I don't think they're in trouble, but I think that 28 penalties or whatever it was is absolutely ludicrous. I think that a lot of the lack of offensive rhythm or looking in sync is something that has gone around the league a little bit. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers are certainly hearing that as well, and Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers have exhibited that multiple times over the last 5 years as they don't play together in the preseason. And I know that coaches keep poo-pooing that, oh, it's not necessary, and what you do in practice is what you see in a game. That's not true. You've got to do it under the lights, and you've got to do it in a high-pressure situation when a rush is coming at you. At least that's how I feel about it. So it's kind of just how tackling in the NFL is really crappy in the beginning of a season because nobody actually tackles. I think that offenses take a little while to get going in general, unless you're Tom Brady, I guess. And that was a bit alarming, but really the penalties and the lack of discipline, considering everything that Freddie Kitchens has done to sort of implement that discipline, was very surprising to me. You know, the thing about Freddie Kitchens is he's a first-year coach, and yet he's fined just about everybody. I mean, you're late to a meeting, you're fined. You're late onto the field, you're fined. He's held everybody to a very particular standard. He hasn't done stupid stuff. You know, like nobody's running gassers. From what I was told, there wasn't even a major conditioning test. He's been very, very open in listening to guys. In fact, I asked Sheldon Richardson last week, what's a sign that this is not a first-year head coach? And Sheldon said the way that he listens to us, like he really wants our input and he really takes the counsel of veteran players. And I said, what's the way that he's a first-year head coach? And he said, well, you know, he didn't use the phrase ticky-tacky. What did he say? It was kind of like just the way that he is disciplined, the way that he wants guys to do everything a certain way and show discipline. So it's surprising to me that if that's who he has been, this is what the team came out with. It's not surprising to me that the line had all sorts of trouble. I mean, that's something we've been talking about, guys, right, for a few months now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Didi, I'm curious because you spent so much time around this team and you have your finger on the pulse of what these guys are like. It is a first-year head coach. What do you think this week is going to be like? How much pressure is going to be kind of hanging around their necks as they get ready for this game, which is going to be obviously national televised?
Okay, so look, I'm obviously not there, and let's be honest, I just had a baby. It's not like I'm calling anybody to ask them, but my sense of these people and being around them for the last however long, and my sense in being around lots of teams for a long time, just doesn't strike me as an outfit that is susceptible to lots of external pressure. Freddie Kitchens is not a guy who seems to get cowed by the wind, or the wind is blowing this way and I need to do that. He is a very, this is my process. Not that I'm closed and will only do things one way, but he strikes me as a guy that I'm going to stick with the plan. And I believe in the plan and I believe in what we're doing. And if we need to tweak the plan, okay, so be it, but not, I'm going to rip everything up and throw out all the cards. And these players, these aren't, the leadership of this team or the personality of this team also doesn't seem to be something like that. Now, is this a really important game? Heck yeah, of course it is, because it's just for the same reasons that you said. Nobody wants to start 0-2. I mean, that's terrible. This is last week you were asking me, oh my gosh, is this must win? And I was like, what, is the season going to fold? I hate to say that any, I mean, every week is a must win to some theory, but this one really is. Like, get back on track. You know, be reminded of who you are. Be reminded of the team that you are and of what you're capable of and what can you can do. And then it's a not as big of a hole to have to climb out of. So, yeah, I mean, you need to win. You need to win every week. I don't know. I mean, I hate that phrase, must win. It just feels like until you get to the playoffs, that doesn't really necessarily exist. But, yeah, this is a big game. This is a big deal. And I think the Greg Williams thing is a little bit oversold because – they're just as familiar with Greg Williams as Greg Williams is with them.
Yeah, Aditi, curious because you pay attention so closely to the rest of this division. I know we're only 1 week in, and so many pundits will say you got to throw out the first few weeks of the season, but what would you make right now of this division?
So I love the John Harbaugh fake just all out. I love that Lamar Jackson was right when he told me in July. He's like, oh, I'm going to throw the ball. Don't you worry. I obviously didn't see any of that. I mean, guys, I gave birth on Saturday. It's not like I watched every minute of every game Sunday.
You did. I didn't know that.
But Lamar Jackson's numbers. Actually, it was pretty funny. We were sitting in the NICU, and my husband was streaming Red Zone on an iPad. And the NICU at the Cleveland Clinic has pods, so there are four babies in every pod. And several of the nurses and two of the other dads were watching this iPad, and my son was in the background saying, I want Paw Patrol. I want Paw Patrol.
Not on Sunday. No, not on Sunday.
You don't get that.
Yeah, but I thought that what the Ravens were able to do was pretty darn impressive, and we'll put everybody on alert now because the expectation has been, okay, they're just going to run the crap out of the ball, and that's it. But they clearly can do more. And yet Mark Ingram was still the bell cow we expect him to be. So it's not as if that was falsely advertised in any way. And I'm happy. I'm personally happy for Lamar Jackson. He's worked hard on the throwing part of his game, and he's taken a lot of heat for this idea that he can't throw the ball. So good for him. That was interesting to see. I was very, very, very honestly surprised at how badly the Steelers played.
Hey,
I mean, really, truly surprised. I thought that they looked much, much better, much more in sync at camp, that they looked ready to go. I had, in fact, been saying that reports of their demise had been premature and that I felt strongly that they would be just fine, and they looked horrible. I mean, on multiple fronts, looked terrible. So that was pretty surprising. And, of course, I mean, the Browns penalty. The Titans are a good team. I didn't expect the Titans to wallop the Browns. I don't know that I necessarily expected the Browns to win going away. I thought it would be a good game, you know? Like, that was it. So it is a bit surprising that the Browns lost as badly as they did, that things went off the rails. But maybe that's the way that it works when things go off the rails, which goes back to why, week two, they need a much, much better performance.
Diddy Kinkabala joining us on the show. You made me think of something else. Do you think that Antonio Brown will play this weekend? Do you think, what should the NFL get involved and maybe suspend with pay? What do you think?
My understanding is that the NFL is indeed involved, that they are indeed conducting an investigation. I don't know that they will suspend him before they get into that investigation much. I will say that my darling, beautiful daughter is clearly very tired of me talking about Antonio Brown, and that is part of why she decided to come on Saturday, because she has probably had enough of it. And knowing that there was a release and a new signing to discuss, she said, you know what, I'm going to save my mommy from having to do this.
What'd you do with the afterbirth? No, I'm kidding.
All
Aditi
right.
Kinkabala joining us on the show. All right. Aditi. So hopefully you'll be able to get out of there soon. For Baker, if they don't win on Sunday, there was a couple of questions being brought up. If they don't win on Sunday, 0-2, do we start people talking about Baker then in terms of – yeah, obviously everybody wants to knock him down a peg or two. Do we start having actual conversations about the kid or, hey, you know, if it's close, we just got to get some things fixed?
What do you mean actual conversations? Are you going to go right off the kid?
I just had a caller going after him.
Was it a Steelers fan?
No. I wish, because then I could have just kicked him in the face and that would have been the end of it.
What is wrong with people? Like, why is there no patience?
Aditi, people expected them to. People didn't think Tennessee was good at all. They didn't realize they were 9-7 in a playoff team.
Okay, well, reframe it then. Tennessee is really, really good. Tennessee is a playoff team. Tennessee could potentially win that division. Tennessee has a top five defense.
Ah, that would make me feel better. All right, Aditi, thank you very much. You cleared everything up for me. All right, we hope that you're doing much better. Obviously, you sound like you are. We hope that your family's doing better. We hope that everybody else is doing better. We hope the little girl is doing wonderful. And we will talk to you again very soon.
Next week. I look forward to it.
It's going to be a fantastic time. Aditi Kinkabwala on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Fabulous, as always.
You didn't even let her answer the question about the afterbirth.
Oh, I mean, you know, some people. You ever see the documentaries about those? Netflix has a couple of them, folks.
No, I have not. They have two of them?
They are pretty interesting. I saw them both.
They have two documentaries about Firefest and two about Afterbirth.
Would you rather talk about that or Odell's watch? When we come, I'm kidding. Doug Deacon coming up at 9. We'll post that as soon as we can with Aditi up at 92.3thefan.com. Coming up next, 7 for 71. Pretty good. And to some people, not good enough.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.